BBC Radio Berkshire, this is Howard Hughes here, Saturday morning in the springtime. Thank goodness that winter is just about over. Well, hopefully just about over. Let's get to technology news now. Terribly important, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, has once again risen early to do this. Fevzi, nice to have you on again.
Morning.
Let's start with very serious news that not only made technology news, but also peaked in the news bulletins this week. This is all about the idea, according to WikiLeaks, that the CIA was planning to make our TVs and phones effectively spy on us.
Yeah, it's a WikiLeaks dump of documents that purport to show the wide-ranging hacking toolkit that the CIA has. So this is a toolkit that allows them to hack Microsoft Windows, Android, Apple's iOS, smartphones, tablets, OS X, which is Microsoft's operating systems, Linux, and even internet routers, and as you say, television sets. I don't suppose we should be completely surprised. There was a story last year about Samsung TVs where Samsung itself was forced to admit that everything you said in front of their high-end TVs that have microphones and cameras built in is actually streamed over the internet, and that's how it works. Because because those TVs provide voice control, and you can also wave at them as well and move things around on the screen by motion control. So the only way that works is for your words to be sent, in fact, to a third party, not even to Samsung, to do the speech-to-text conversion so that that feature can work. So Samsung was forced then to say, you know, be careful what you say in front of your TV, which is a bizarre thing, but actually is bang on the money. Be careful what you say in front of any microphone. That includes your smartphone, your tablet, your you know, soon to be your fridge and toaster, unfortunately. Certainly things like your Amazon Echo.
And look, microphones built in. I think the thing that occurred to most people when this appeared in the news is, you know, should that have been news to companies like Apple and Samsung, or did they really know about this?
Look, I think we would have been surprised if the CIA didn't have a toolkit like this, although there is more information in there about, you know, how they identify targets and what their protocols are and things like that, which is probably, you know, would probably have been best left secret in terms of people's national security. But there are specifics in there. So companies like Apple, Samsung, Microsoft are now rushing to patch the vulnerabilities that the CIA knew about. And the issue with this is, look, it's all very well, even if you assume that the CIA is one of the good guys and, you know, benign and looking out for our interests. The fact is they were sitting on a cache of vulnerabilities, faults in the software of Android and other operating systems that they hoped one day that they would be able to take advantage of. But by not informing the manufacturers of those faults, they render the users of those devices vulnerable not only to the CIA hacking them, but anyone else hacking them as well. Because believe me, if the CIA have worked it out, probably other governments have as
well.
All right.
And as we move on for this, we just have to say that if the potential is there for the CIA to possibly do it, then of course anybody else who has an interest and is tech savvy is going to be doing it as well. And we have to live in this real world, don't we?
That's the thing. No, absolutely.
Okay. Back when I was a kid, if you wanted to see a top-level football match in Liverpool, where I grew up, or anywhere, then you just paid your money and went there, or it was screened on the television at some point. These days, it's all about rights to football matches, and you can't get to see football games just anywhere unless you pay the right amount of money to the right people. There is a story about that in the news, isn't there?
Yeah, so Premier League has secured a court order to help it deal with this problem they have of copyright infringement, and it is a problem. I mean, there's some statistics that say about 11% of football fans have watched illegal streams, and therefore, you know, that's obviously hitting their income. What they've got is a court order that allows them to have particular servers blocked, computer servers that are serving up these streams. Prior to this, all they had the ability to do was block individual streams, so a particular match. So they were having to go after match after match after match, which is very slow. This will give them a bigger stick to beat the pirates with. Having said that, it will still be cat and mouse, and I still think that part of the solution for this, from their point of view, may well be them reducing their prices. Because we saw this also with music piracy. that part of it was, you know, shutting down people like Napster as they were at that time, but also part of it was, you know, the creation of, you know, affordable streaming services.
That is what they call the law of the market, I think. We're going to have to watch this one because it will be very, very interesting how this, if you pardon the expression, plays out. Yeah. Gadget of the week is a, I mean, this is great. I've seen a picture of this thing. This is a new LG smartphone that is getting closer, ever closer to what we can do on a big PC at home. You know, this thing is all singing and all dancing, but you can explain it better than me.
Okay, so this is a new Android phone produced by LG. LG, a much underrated manufacturer of smartphones, and make the screens that go into a lot of iPads and other things as well, by the way. They have released, or announced at least, the G6 top-end smartphone, and it's designed to take advantage of a new feature in the latest version of Android, which is that it allows split-screen multitasking. So what they've done is they've changed the shape of the screen to make it taller. So most smartphone screens are 16:9. This is 18:9, which means when you're holding it as you would hold a phone normally, it's a taller screen. But what that means is when you turn it on its side in what's called landscape mode, you get a wider screen, which allows for two square screens at once, side by side. So you can have apps running side by side. You can have a calendar box on one side and the agenda on the other. You can show music, albums, artwork and controls on one side and a list of all the songs on the other. So it's actually a very useful feature. Also, not to ignore, this is the first smartphone other than Google's own Pixel phone, which includes something called Google Assistant, which is the latest incarnation of Google's rival to Apple Siri, and I'd say actually more advanced than Apple Siri, actually. So it's a very good smartphone. I wish them well with it, because they had a bit of a disaster with the G5, which was their modular design. So this is back to making them as sort of slim and functional.
And we have to say that others will follow LG's lead here. But what the real headline here is, I guess, the traditional computer is on the way to becoming redundant. Because if if we looked, say, 10 years ago, I was just as hooked on email as I am now, but I used to have to go home to see it. Now, yeah. I very seldom bother to check email on my computer. I do it all on my phone. This is how things move on, isn't it?
Yes, and phones will give way to wearables, which will give way to implants. So, I mean, this is the trend.
Oh, it's all going to be in your head. Fevzi, we're out of time. Thanks very much. If anybody wants to shoot the breeze or ask you a question, how do they do that?
Come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or the website is gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzi Turkalp, the Gadget Detective, every Saturday, and we are grateful here at BBC Radio Berkshire.